He's like, or we can give you oral station, or we can give you IV. Yeah. Come on, that is a legit medical term.
It's me, Mario.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hello, I guess.
Happy Easter to all our religious fans, and happy Sunday to the people who are not.
Right. You know what? That brings up something. Oh, God. I hate that you can't say, like, Happy Easter or Merry Christmas, like, when people come into...
Oh yeah, because or like, anywhere could like, offend people. Yeah, fuck.
To
that.
Me, that's just stupid. I don't care if I walk into a place and they say Happy Kwanzaa. I'd say Happy Kwanzaa. Who gives a shit? Like, I mean, honestly, are you that uptight and like defensive or whatever the hell you want to call it that you can't just like wish somebody else a happy holiday?
You know what AV Jen would say to you?
Some people really
happy.
Are.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen that video?
Because that's just so dumb.
No, I mean he says that to people that complain about.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
you just
I know.
Complain. I've always. I like my whole life. I've always just done what he said in his videos. If I know they celebrate, I just say Merry Christmas. If I don't know, I just say Happy Holidays. I just hedge my bets, you know.
Yeah.
Either way,
I understand.
And
what
this
you mean
is, that. And that's just like a small portion of just
well,
like the
one
whole
time
big
I was
picture.
Wearing a Santa hat at work, and someone was offended, and I had to
exactly.
take it off. I'm like, come on, I wouldn't care if you were wearing anything else. I'm like, it's just a Santa hat.
Would, yeah. you, would you feel better if I came in wearing a shirt that says, I hate Santa?
I hate Santa.
Or
and I wouldn't
Ku Klux
care.
Klan hat.
Or, like, I hate Jesus. It's like, I may be religious and I believe in God, etc., but it's like, do whatever the hell you want.
Like,
that doesn't affect me, so just
freedom of speech, though?
Do whatever
like,
you do.
Kind of, like, somewhat part of that?
But, I mean,
like,
I agree with what you're saying, yeah. that Happy Holidays covers all bases. It's just the basis of why
the
it's going down.
The fact you said it.
The fact that you have to like
and it shouldn't.
Tiptoe around like you're walking on eggshells for everybody's needs because everyone gets so offended these days. That's why we have so much rules and like censorship, etc. It's just like, get the fuck over it, dude.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Just worry about yourself.
That's why kids these days are going to be pussies too.
Yeah, well, that's what the previous generation said about us.
Yep. Agreed.
Well, that's what every generation says about the generation coming up. They're like, something's wrong with that generation. That kid ain't right.
But I'm not saying it's their fault, though. It's like,
oh, it is their fault.
Oh, it's their fucking fault. Blame
it's
them.
Stupid.
So, if you guys saw my Facebook or the Twitter, I said, no day is worse than surprise root canal day. Because I had a surprise root canal on Thursday.
Damn.
That's actually my favorite day.
That's a bitch.
Yeah.
I had a root canal, and man, that.
My
sucked.
Root canal actually wasn't very bad. I had it on one of my front bottom teeth, and it was really fast. But the thing is, it was surprising because I had to go in there for a consultation on that and my wisdom teeth, which I have to get out sometime. Only my bottom ones are. My top ones came in because I had to get two teeth pulled before I got my braces when I was like 14, so there's room. Anyway, so I go in, and he's like, yeah, we should probably do a root canal on that one. All right, lean back. We're going to do this now. And I'm like, what?
Got you by surprise.
Confused with I'm going to root your canal.
So you got it done at like the dentist though.
Yeah, I had
it done. So it must
dentist.
Not have been like I had to go to like fucking the dentist started it, and I had to go to like a whole new place.
Yeah,
and do
well,
the rest.
Everyone else I talked to said like
because I also had to get like a crown and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
Everyone else said it was like a two visit procedure. Mine was like a 40-minute thing. They numbed it up and they actually didn't. They drilled in the back of the tooth so you don't even see it. And they just did the root canal from there.
Wait,
and
they give you a shot in your mouth.
Yeah,
or they...
That's like where they drill under the gum.
No, they drill into the tooth and go down into the root and then pull the root out because the root's dead.
Yeah.
You know, it'll
basically
happen.
So you don't feel it, any pain or anything anymore.
Yeah, I didn't. And the thing was, I didn't have any pain, but he said there might be discoloration in the tooth if it stays like that. So he's like, might as well pull it out, you know. Yeah. And they pull it out so it doesn't spread to the other teeth.
Was that?
And then I have to get my bottom wisdom teeth out sometime. And He's like, you can do three things. Either we can just numb it. He's like, or we can give you oral sedation, or we can give you IV. Come on, that is a legit medical term. Or we can give you IV sedation and put you out. And I'm like, I'm thinking, well, I mean, you just numb it. And he goes, oh, by the way, we're going to have to get under some bone to take your bottom ones out. I'm like, how about you just put me out?
Yeah, they give you a shot in the mouth, dude. That shit sucks.
Yeah, my root canal was awful. Like, they took out, like, at the actual dentist, I think they took out the root or whatever. But then when you go to the other place, that's when they, like, dig really in there and they, like, do, like, this. Like, they hollow out your tooth, like, or make, like, a hole in it. And then he fucking, you can, like, feel it in your gum. Even though he numbs it so it doesn't hurt, you feel, like, something.
You feel that moving around, the pressure.
Yeah, he's scraping out just to make sure there's no root left. He scrapes in there, and then he puts, like, these, like rubber, like the rubber tube things to go in there to, like, fill in those where the root was so there's nothing there.
Yeah.
All sorts of shit. That was the worst. I have made sure and it wasn't even my fault because it wasn't like I didn't, like, get care for, like, ever and it just grew into a, you know, to that point.
Yeah.
It was that I got a cavity underneath a filling. So obviously they didn't know, and then I didn't know it until it was, like, extremely painful, and then they x-rayed it and found out that
I still have never had a cavity.
I've had one.
I've never had one, and which is weird. Like, I take care of my teeth now, but when I was younger, dude, I ate so much shit I never wanted to brush. I mean, I was like 10, and I've never had one.
I was
so.
The same way, and it was always like, you need to brush more. And I was like, fuck that. I haven't had a cavity yet until I finally got my first cavity. I'm like, fuck that, I'm brushing from now on.
Yeah. And so, like, I've never had one.
But honestly, I actually never had I didn't get a cavity until a year ago. I got my first cavity. So I had a pretty good run.
Yeah. I'm still going. Almost 21 years. Still cavity free.
That's all I
have. Next thing you know, I'm going to go in there. Like, you have 12 cavities.
That's all fun. I have. I might not remember that. I was 21 and I had my first cavity.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to get a cavity now.
Shit.
Still never had one, though.
They're not even that bad anymore to, like, get fillings and shit. And, like, you don't even, like, it's not even silver fillings anymore. Like, it's, like, it's all white.
Well, I was telling the dentist, I was like, instead of taking my bottom wisdom teeth out, could you just give me two more root canals or something? Because he did it really fast. So I'm just like, just give me another root canal. I'll take that. Because, you know, like, I got the root canal, and then I ate lunch, like, 15 minutes later. It wasn't that bad.
You know what I'm starting to realize? I can already tell this is going to be a very off-topic night for the podcast because I completely
have we started it? I can't remember. We've talked a lot before.
Yeah, I did the intro. Do you want me to do it again?
Nope.
Let's
ladies and gentlemen, this is
we're good.
Everyone else there is like, why the fuck are we talking about cavities?
I share my life.
Oh!
Brush your teeth, boys and girls.
Great idea for a video we should do. Patent pending. If anyone's listening to this. You know when you sit in the dentist and, you know, they have, like, soft rock playing and, you know, you're like, oh, I'm at the dentist, you know?
Yeah.
What we should do is make a video where, you know, you go in and you're like, yeah, I'm here to see the dentist. Like, okay, have a seat over there. And the lights turn off and then, like, these strobes start playing. It's like, okay. Dun, 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 dun. And it's like, get ready for the dentist. And, you know, a guy in a tooth costume comes running out and then behind him's the dentist. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take out your root. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, wouldn't that be great? That'd get you so hyped for the dentist.
That'd probably make me not want to go to the dentist ever again.
But I don't know how well that would turn out. Like, I don't know. There's something funny along the dentist turns, but I don't know.
We'll give it a shot. We'll see what we can do.
I don't know about
that. You don't know if we'll give it a shot?
I think we should make a sequel to First and call it Second.
I always thought we should make one and call it First Part D.
We should start making some videos, guys.
It didn't really lend itself to a sequel, though. So
this is true.
We're going to have to write ourselves out of a corner for that one.
You know, I like your idea, though. I think we should start making some just, like, kind of videos. Because I got access to, like, HD 1080p cameras, so.
We have my mom got a camcorder she won just sitting around somewhere that no one's used.
It's high def? 1080.
I don't think it's 1080, but it's at least 720. Well, YouTube videos are 720. It's not going to kill us.
I was saying. We can get some really, really nice
videos. Anyways, as a Monty Python, let's get on with it.
I don't like Monty Python.
The fuck is
I
wrong
really
with
don't
you?
Like Monty Python.
Oh, my God.
We watched it in theater class, and I
you don't
not,
like Peeps.
I was not entertained.
You don't like Monty Python.
Nobody likes Peeps, man.
Everyone fucking hates Peeps.
Christian likes Peeps.
I like Peeps. Tyler Swanson likes Peeps.
Oh, speaking of which.
I might like
Peeps. And Monty Python.
I don't know.
Speaking of Tyler Swanson, this week is not the Power Up Podcast. It's the Power Up Poutcast. Because Tyler listens to another podcast before us.
What
the fuck is wrong
with
him?
That's not really surprising.
No, it's extremely surprising.
He's about as loyal as Austin.
I am. I know you listen to this.
But, oh, wait. I forgot I had this. Anyway, so he's like...
I'm sorry.
It was like Tuesday or something, and I was like, hey, did you listen to the new edition of the podcast? I was talking about the News Chopper. And he's like, oh, I haven't listened yet, dude. I'm like, what? I'm like, it came out Monday morning. He's like, yeah, I was listening to this other podcast. I'm like, what? What? And he's like, yeah, I only listen on the drive to and from work. I'm like, you know you can listen while not in your car, right? He's like, don't worry, I'll listen. I'm like, so we're second now?
You...
I know, he's supposed to be like our number one fan, and now we're second.
Shit, like, I am actually butthurt about this. Like, I don't mean it in like the sense where people are like, oh, butthurt. Like, my butt is literally on fire because of this right now.
That's why this is the Power Up Poutcast. Every 5 minutes, we're just going to be like, oh, man, Tyler, come on. I freaking hate you.
Come on, man.
Maybe there's more dick sucking going on. You might be more interested.
Baby.
Seemed like very... out of left field there. Well, if he doesn't listen to us, he could probably suck a dick.
No, I'm saying if there's more like gay shit going on, like gay sex or something, he'd be more willing to tune in.
Well, Leaper talks the talk, but he never initiates anything.
Yeah, I'm not the initiator.
That, like, you're such a cock teaser.
Yeah, like, Leaper's not an initiator. He follows when someone starts the gay stuff.
I'm not the starter.
He doesn't even follow. I've tried it. He just talks the talk, but he can't.
I just like to tease. I'm just a big tease.
I like that.
And now we will have a thing saying of you saying suck the cock.
Why is there anything to say about boners and cocks?
That's not necessarily that gay, just him saying that. He could be talking to anybody. He could be talking to a woman.
I guess. But.
Hey, babe, you can tie the talk, but you can suck the cock.
But something like this.
I just love putting this meat in my mouth.
There's no way around that. He can't be like, I was playing a character. Like, no, Tyler, that was straight up you.
As you can see, I was playing a character who likes to have meat in his mouth.
Pretty good at that character, aren't you?
Play him every day.
All right, so let's segue off of this gay stuff and go on to gaming news. How about that?
Mean
gay? Mean news?
Yeah.
Pound it.
Yeah. I was like, I can't do that lame segue, so someone else is going to have to do it. All right, let's go into gaming news. Hey, listen. Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here is gaming news.
You know our motto, we deliver.
All right, so the PlayStation Network is still down. It's been down for about 4 days now.
Why?
Well, that sucks.
Apparently a hacker, knocked it down, took down the PlayStation Network.
Oh, that's right.
Apparently they contacted the group Anonymous, which one is not simply, like, contact Anonymous, but someone said, for once, we didn't do it.
Huh.
So the PlayStation Network has been down for quite a while, actually.
So someone just hacked the network. They're like, fuck Sony, man.
They just took it down, and one of the things Sony's doing right now is trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Kind of an asshole thing to do, I gotta be honest. Like, yeah. It's funny.
Dick move, guy.
It's funny.
That is a dick move.
But maybe for like a day. I mean, that's...
And then just fix it. Come
just
because
you don't like
just
Sony, guess what? Don't buy a fucking Sony. Let the people who, like their game systems play their fucking game systems.
Well, if anything, this is a guy that did like Sony. He probably got upset with something they did.
He got F'd in the A.
Then don't...
I know. I understand what you're saying, but it's probably... A homegrown Sony fanboy turned sour.
He has some extensive knowledge.
You need to try Microsoft for a while and then see how badly he treats him.
Let me go back to PlayStation Network. I'm sorry.
I strayed for a while. And
your microphones work.
I'm going to have to bet it was more of a disgruntled Sony employee because they would have the type of knowledge to be able to do that.
Oh. It's quite possible, but this is not the first time the PlayStation Network has been taken down. Before, it was someone who got banned from... Man, I can't remember what it was. Like, was it like a Red Alert game? I really can't remember. It was a long time ago. It was like PlayStation Network's, baby days. And he took it down for a while. Anyway, so I found another article on it from VGRevolution.com where they say... They're asking questions like, Sony, we need some more information here. And they're like, this is nothing on them. But they say, like, oh, Sony has responded... but they didn't really respond.
What they said was anything. Like,
what they asked was, when will the service return? We were told 1 to 2 days ago. Or we told it would return in 1 to 2 days, but that was 3 days ago. It's understandable that there's downtime and the fix might take a while, but gamers want to know the time. And the representative from Sony said, we will announce it through our websites as soon as there are any updates. That's an answer. It's just further pushing it off.
We will let you know.
Basically, we don't know how to fix this, so you'll know. It'll be up sometime.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Kind of like that Xbox 360 Mortal Kombat demo.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get it soon.
Sometime.
Man, I really hope that comes out because I really want to try that game.
I know, me too.
We should really start holding companies accountable for things like this. I mean, how many times have you... Like, I can't recall any, but I can recall being upset at things where people are like, it's coming out soon, and it never comes out.
Duke Nukem.
If we hold companies contempt for the shit that they do to fans, we barely have any companies to like anymore. Because almost every company that I can think of something douchey or just shitty.
Well, they can
done.
Still make games, but they need to actively get a piece of our mind. Not one of their representatives contact us. We need to talk to the president here. We need to be like, look, president of EA, whatever your name is, what the fuck is wrong with your servers?
Dude, EA just... I gotta be honest, because, like, doesn't Mortal Kombat, they use the EA server, don't they?
Really? Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
I have no idea what Mortal Kombat uses for servers. They don't use EA, though.
I was gonna say, because, like, it's kind of slow, but like, it seems like it's EA, but it's almost too fast
for EA. They don't go down every 15 minutes? And you don't take an hour to connect to the EA
server? Well, the online is pretty retarded, if you remember trying to freaking...
Yeah, that was weird.
You probably like to go into tutorial, if you want to.
Yeah. Another thing in this article that they asked, they said, will PlayStation Plus subscribers be reimbursed for their downtime? The representative said, we will let our subscriber know as soon as there are any updates. And the third thing they asked, is our personal information safe? A Sony representative said, we are currently investigating that matter, and we will notify you as soon as there are any updates. It's like, what? This isn't a response. this is like trying to tell a kid to go away. It's like, hey, we're going to do this now? I'll let you know when it happens. Get out of here.
And then Worf were trying to avoid the problems.
Tyler didn't plan that joke out before he started
saying. I had like something, and then I went for it, and I was like, shit, I forgot.
Abort, so, abort.
The award for the biggest avoidance is...
I was gonna just stop there, but then people were like, well, what's the award for?
I want to know what the award was for, damn.
Tell me.
I remember all those people who respect me out there.
Oh, man, let's not get into that. I posted that on YouTube. People really like that clip where I was playing all those clips back. All right, next up, we have 6 hilarious ways game designers are screwing with pirates.
Like,
screwing with pirates. Captain Jack Sparrow approves.
Number 6 is a game Stefan is very accustomed to, Arkham Asylum.
Oh, I've never heard of that
game. Which, if anyone remembers, Three Way of Awesome, Leaper completely ruined that list. You remember that, Leaper?
Yeah.
I was saving up for the reveal. I wanted to be like, you know, hey, Stefan, you know, part of our podcast is on,
hey,
this,
Stefan on that list.
On this top 10 list of, you know, best Arkham Asylum players. I get to like 9, and Leaper goes, is Stefan on this list? Like, what the hell? They completely ruined the list.
God, you're a cock.
I have a cock.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Anyway, in Arkham Asylum, apparently if you pirate the game, it works completely fine, like it does, you know, just normally, except for one thing. The glider that Batman uses is about as good as cardboard with bullet holes in it. You cannot glide in the game for anything.
The fuck?
That's only if you pirate the game.
How do they determine that?
Man, I don't know. It's over my head.
That's what she said.
It's out of my jurisdiction.
That's what she said.
LucasArts gives pirates a long, stern lecture. Through the game, Zach McCracken. Apparently, when you try to install the game and try and enter the serial key, if you get it wrong 5 times, you are thrown into pirate jail, where a man will then lecture you on the evils of pirating games.
Is that like Mr. Rossetti when he reset the game in Animal Crossing?
Freaking Mr.
Rossetti. I hated that guy. Fuck that guy.
I saw an article that I didn't do because it was kind of dumb, but I saw one that said like top 20 video game landlords or something. The picture was Mr. Rossetti right there. I know.
But it was so annoying because I don't know why, but mine, he always came up whenever I shut the game off, even if I saved it and I didn't reset it. He'd always show up. I never understood why. I was like, I didn't reset the game.
Next is Command and Conquer. Or, oh, sorry, it's Red Alert, but the tagline is Command and Conquer, not so much.
Command and Conquer her.
Nah. Apparently, if you play Red Alert 2 and you pirate it, within 30 seconds of starting your campaign, all your units and your base will explode. Out of nowhere. It'll just explode.
That's funny.
Premature explosions.
It's gone. It's all gone. Number 3, Japanese game outs you as a pervert. Cross Days is an erotic visual novel, a.k.a. porn game, released in Japan. And they say, you know, imagine a cross-dressing anime version of Heavy Rain.
What?
Well, apparently if you pirate this game, the thing that comes up that's supposed to be like the downloader for it, it's not necessarily a downloader, but you click it and it asks you for a survey, and it takes down like your name, your personal information, your phone number and stuff like that. And what happens is if you pirate the game, it lets everyone know that you're a pervert.
Why?
Why? That's another funny thing on the weekly wake-up call compilation I did for Friday Night Cranks is I called this lady and I was like, hi, this is Jerry from weeklywakeupcall.com making sure our subscriber is awake tonight. And it's like, pause, pause, and the lady goes, why? All right, number 2, Ubisoft assaults the ears of Michael Jackson fans. Apparently, if you pirate The Experience by Michael Jackson, all the music is replaced by loud vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas?
Yeah, you remember those? Man, I don't know if I still have it on my soundboard.
It's,
you know, from the World Cup?
When they had the World Cup in South Africa, people. It's apparently the national instrument or
national
whatever.
Instrument. And last is Earthbound. If you pirate the game Earthbound, the first thing you'll notice is that it'll say, it is a serious crime to copy video games. Please refer to your Nintendo game instruction booklet for further information, which is a joke because you don't have one because you pirated the game. Second, you'll see that there's about double the enemies than normal.
Damn.
Which isn't that bad. Some people think, you know, like it's like a challenge. But last but not least, when you make it to the final boss, the screen freezes. And so you reset your game and your save file is completely deleted. So it makes you play through nearly the whole game.
And then just fucks you.
And then deletes your save file.
Great.
Never had that happen, but I never tried to finish Earthbound and I've never played the regular game, so I wouldn't know if I had double the whatever.
Did you just like openly admit on the podcast that
you pirated Earthbound?
No, I torrented Earthbound.
It's the same thing. What do you think the difference is?
Because
I don't have a patch on my eye or a parrot.
Because that I actually owned a Super Nintendo, so it was okay.
I think your logic is a little flawed there.
Yeah.
Just like whenever you get the PlayStation BIOS, it's okay if you have an actual PlayStation.
But that doesn't make any sense.
This is how
because
Libra
like
justifies.
If you own a PlayStation 1, that doesn't mean you can steal another PlayStation.
We just need to like get inside the mind of Matt Leaper. Like, this is how to justify things. It's okay because I bought a system.
Winning.
Still winning.
Got tiger blood, yo.
Tiger blood?
If you go to Spencer's, you can buy tiger blood. It's a Charlie Sheen thing.
I hate Spencer's.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You hate all
I mean,
things good.
The store itself is like, you know, it's funny. But they got so much just useless fucking crap in there.
Well, yeah.
And they overcharge you for it, but people buy it because it's fucking Spencer's. Especially like kids that are like, you know, 17, 18. You know,
I will actually say that I've never bought anything at Spencer's except
for. How many have you stolen from Spencer's?
I've never stolen anything from Spencer's either, except for belly button rings for Caitlin.
You stole belly button rings from Caitlin?
No, I stole belly button rings from Walmart for Caitlin.
Belly button dildos.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That just works its way up to your belly button.
Dildo rings.
Moving on. Grand Theft Auto 5 release date. Appears at GameStop in Germany.
What?
Now,
they have GameStops in Germany?
GameStop's
yes. There are things around the world.
What is this? What is this Germany you speak of?
Do they have McDonald's? Any comforts of home?
Wait a minute. You're saying United States isn't the only country on the planet?
No, it is not.
What?
Kind of like how back in like long like in history, people used to think that the continent they were on was like the whole world.
Yeah.
The world was flat and filled with sea monsters.
That's what civilization is like. It's like, this is the world right here. And you expand, you're like, oh, Russia, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, why are you here?
Yeah, this is crap.
But apparently there is a release date, a tentative release date for Grand Theft Auto 5 for January 15th of next year. Now, they're not sure on the validity of this. It might not be January 15th. And even if it is the correct release date, release dates change all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But still, we know that Grand Theft Auto 5 might be around the corner.
You know what is right around the corner?
Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
I got that shit pre-ordered, dog. Yeah.
Do you really?
I like to screw with our manager because he pre-ordered it, and I was like, hey, Josh, you here? He's like, don't give me that crap.
Don't do it.
I got that Balls of Steel edition, too.
Yeah, that's what Josh got.
That's awesome.
Josh had this thing pre-ordered like 2 months ago, though, like three or two months ago, and he was like, guess what I did? I was like, well, he's like, I got that Doo-Doo Balls of Steel.
Right. You get the demo.
There's still a guy out there that pre-ordered it like 13, 14 years
ago. Yeah, he's got that yellow receipt.
He's still got that receipt. I saw it on Screw Attack, and it's like, man, that is dedication.
Is it for the computer? Well, it have to be, I guess.
I have no idea what it's for.
Is it actually going to work, though? Like, is he going to be able to use that?
Someone is going to. I know Screw Attack said they would through Game Attack, but apparently they don't have Game Attack up anymore. But you know someone's going to. Someone has to reimburse this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I don't see why it's not still valid. You pre-ordered Duke Nukem. You pre-ordered Duke Nukem.
As long as he got it for the computer. Like, if he got it for, like, fucking system. Nintendo 64 or whatever when they were first supposed to come
out. I think he will be accommodated somehow. Yeah, I'm sure. Pretty sure he will be.
They're like, so what do you got now? And he'd be like, 360. Okay, here you go.
All right, apparently the successor to the Wii is, you know, coming sometime soon.
Sweet.
We'll know more around E3, but publishers already have dev kits for him to develop games on it.
Nice.
So we'll see what Mario, Metroid, and Legend of Zelda adaptation we get for launch.
They'll probably do. They'll probably switch whatever they call that game, Skyward Sword. They'll probably switch it to that. I bet. It won't come out on the Wii. It'll come out on the Wii 2, or be backwards compatible somehow.
I really hope it's not called the Wii 2.
Well, it won't be.
I know. That's just. But
I hope they
called
it the Revolution like they should have called it the Wii.
They called the Wii the Revolution, then became the Wii.
Instead of Wii 2,
I thought about that too. Is like, are we really going to have like PS5, PS6, PS10? Like, you got to change it up sometime. Give it a name.
Well, that's what Xbox did with the second Xbox.
Yeah, but
Xbox
that's 360. That doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, but they called it the 360 so it didn't seem inferior to the PS3 number.
I know why it was done. I just.
Usually for the parent that's like, should I get my kid the PS3 or the Xbox 2? Well, 3's bigger than 2. So they called it the 360. And like, well, 360? Holy crap. That's way
better.
Better
buy
than
that
3.
One.
Jesus Christ, Leaper. What'd you do?
I'll just move my leg.
Leaper's kicking shit around the studio tonight.
Kick thing. But apparently, after the announcement or the rumored announcement of the new Wii console, the Wii price has dropped to $170.
Damn. That shit is cheap.
Yeah, that's...
I still won't buy one.
That's neither cheap. Will I, but, you know.
And can last in gaming Kinect, news, though? Uncharted 3 will put your Facebook friends in the game.
What?
Through Uncharted 3, you can connect to Facebook, talk to your Facebook friends, and upload videos from Uncharted.
Not like they would be in the game. Like, I could have Stephen Johnson like in the game. Like, yeah. I'm fucking stealing
it's
shit
like
or treasure.
Like
with a Mario
profile.
Hat.
Stephen's profile picture, like, plastered over the character's
That'd
face.
Be great. Like, the best character ever. Ails you.
But
system just shuts itself off.
It doesn't only just, you know, show videos on Uncharted. You can upload the video straight to YouTube.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
That's a handy feature.
Yeah, no capture card, none of that shit.
Nope, just upload that thing right to YouTube. And that will do it for gaming news.
All right, see you, gaming news.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
So are you guys ready for our final Mortal Kombat section?
Yeah. Mortal Kombat. Late on me, Raiden.
Mortal Kombat!
Leaper versus
Stephen.
Versus
Matt.
Versus
Tyler.
Fight!
All day, baby, all day.
You're fired.
Twisty!
Who's gonna try now?
How dare you defeat me in a console wars?
Finish him.
Friendship?
Friendship? Again?
Never again.
Animality.
That was a lot of done. Soundboard effects.
They're finally done.
Overkill there.
I've killed the crowd. So, Mortal Kombat. Stefan. God, I can't talk today.
Quit sucking dick.
Damn. He's going to throw it out.
Damn.
He's pulled it.
So you're a sucking leaper. That's gross. Can you imagine your mouth is so big? Like, what the fuck is that?
Hi. Yo. Penis.
So, Stefan, how goes the Babalities?
They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think I've seen all of them, but maybe like one or two of the characters.
Have you seen
Kratoki? No, I have not.
I saw it on a video online.
We don't own that version.
No dice.
Stefan owns that version.
I do, actually.
Yeah. No way to play.
Let me rephrase that. We don't play that version.
We don't play that version. That's the forbidden one.
Homie don't play. All
homie right. Don't play that.
Yeah. We didn't post this on like Twitter or anything like that, but Stefan got a PS3 copy.
Yeah.
Cocksucker. Went taking the ticket right after or before mine. And of course, he's the one. He cheated. They let him shake the box.
So what? How would I know where the tickets are placed?
He let him jumble up all the tickets so he didn't know which one he was
the
grabbing.
The box was,
happened,
wasn't like see-through
or anything.
What happened
was when he was shaking, he put a bunch of replicas into
yeah,
it.
Sure.
So it was like
yeah,
no
I slipped
what.
Them in there. All the way in a version of the, or a copy of the game that I can't even play.
What he did was he just took it and they're like, hey, what are you doing? And he switched it with his that he knew all the numbers. And what he did was he took out the little Men in Black thing, put his sunglasses on and hit it. It was like, you know, as they get their memory erased, they're like, okay, you're doing a
you're
raffle.
You're saying too much. Pew. All right, folks. Well, they didn't hear any of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Up Podcast. It's the third time I've started the intro.
So yeah, the game is tons of fun. I mean, we talked a ton about it, but
it's
now
like a
actually,
of monkeys.
Yeah, now actually like playing
it's
through everything.
It's more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Tons of fun. I'm still not ready to say whether it's the best Mortal Kombat game, but easily the best since Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
I can
say
that,
that
for you again.
Yeah.
I can easily say that without a doubt. We'll see how well it holds up in time. I think that's what will really tell whether it's the best. Is because, you know, when you first get a game, obviously you're going to think it's the bee's knees. So,
bee's knees.
Yep. So you need to
take it back.
If we still play Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 to this day, you know, obviously it's great. So if we still play this one years to come, giggity, then yeah, it's good. But yeah, story was great. We got to play that. So story was a lot of fun. A lot of people were complaining. Some people were complaining, like the IGN reviewer, which we should call that douche out.
That was the worst review ever, and not
ever.
The score.
Ever.
But it was so short, and it said so little.
And he knew nothing.
It was just surprising. And the thing is, like, he complained about the story mode, which is weird, because, like, look, I can handle a lot of opinions, but this one is just...
Wrong.
It's just wrong, all right? Because everyone else, you know, like Stuttering Craig, I saw has talked just a whole bunch about the story and how much he loves it. I've seen, you know, Games Radar, you know, VG Charts, Destructoid. Everyone loves the story, and I'm surprised that this guy is just like, it's not good. It's just not that great.
And
the
he says
story,
it's not up to other like story modes out there. Like, what story?
Yeah,
modes?
What other story modes?
What
have you
fighting
been
games have stories like that?
Like, I just love like how they explain things too. Like you didn't really know before, like Jax and how he lost his arms and
yeah, all sorts of crap
Jax
that they never really
fucked.
Explained before.
Wow,
before.
Spoiler! Thanks.
I didn't spoil anything. I just said it shows how Jax uses his arms. I didn't
yeah.
go in.
They show a lot of stuff, and the voiceovers, like we mentioned before, are pretty good.
They're a little hokey at times.
Yeah, they're cheesy, but I mean, it's Mortal Kombat.
But it's
Kombat.
Not bad. That doesn't kill it for me.
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought everything was great. I don't know. I seriously think this guy is just hating to hate. Like, I don't think there's any like Mortal Kombat fans at IGN.
He probably
just got some random guy to.
They're like, hey, you. You got hobo. Well,
and the thing
bucks.
That bothers me most is even though the score is lower than it should be, like you said, it's the review itself, but But even like when it comes to the score, they gave Mortal Kombat Armageddon an 8.5, and that was a far inferior game.
Oh god!
They gave Mortal Kombat versus DCU, I think, an 8.0 at least, maybe an 8.5. 8.0. Well, it wasn't horrible, but it's not nearly anything compared to this game. It has very little content compared to this game, let alone. So, and the gameplay is far inferior. So I don't know where this guy gets off. Giggity. Seriously. On probably, my face.
He's probably a Marvel vs. Capcom fan.
Well, and that game got an 8.5 on IGN. I don't understand these people. Like, it's just stupid. And you know, it's not like if the game was like hated unanimously through all these gaming websites, you know, I wouldn't, like, I'd still voice my opinion, but, you know, I wouldn't have much to base off of. But IGN was, like, literally the only review that I saw that was just, like, not only a crappy review, but they put a game into a negative light that it shouldn't be in. I seriously just think, it's like, oh, it's a Mortal Kombat game, I'm not going to give it the time of day, so I'll breeze through this and just laugh at this, blah, 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 and not take it very seriously or look at it with like an optimistic view. I just seriously think he's like, oh, blood and gore, blah, 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 yeah, it's pretty fun, but you know, it sucks.
Like, it's pretty good, but it's horrible.
Like, that's just stupid. So I don't know.
It was just a really brief review, and I read the,
yeah, it wasn't even over a page long. Most reviews are at least 2 pages.
Yeah, I read the Portal 2 review, and that was like 2 pages.
Yeah,
and it highlighted, you know, he said some parts that he didn't like, but it highlighted good parts. This review wasn't even a page, it was just a few paragraphs, and he just said a bunch of things that annoyed him or he didn't like, or he was like, they should have done it this way, but he didn't say a single thing that was good about it. And there's so much good about it. He even said, he glanced over, he goes, it has a lot of game modes though. That was it. That's all he said about it.
We need to ask Ed Boon. We need to find out. We'd be like, Ed Boon, what did you do to piss off IGN?
What have you done?
What have you done to them?
Pissed in their Wheaties.
They asked me to say get over here, and I just said get over here. But yeah, that review was shocking how brief it was. It just wasn't to journalistic standards, that review.
It was
and
not.
And it's not the point that it got an 8.0. It's the point that it was such a short review. It barely said anything.
It made me kind of think about that guy we talked about who on news or whatever when he was talking about the new 3DS. He was just like, yeah, it's got stylus.
Oh, yeah, the guy that didn't know anything about the 3DS before he reviewed it.
Yeah.
He said it's got a stylus we haven't seen since the early 2000s and the Palm Pilots and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I went through the...
It was similar to that.
I went through the comments in IGN, and, you know, obviously IGN's not going to be made up of a bunch of Mortal Kombat fans, especially, like, not that centered, so I looked through them just to see what... There was, like, 64 pages when I looked at it, and this was, like, a day after the review came out, and 95% of the people completely disagreed with him and just thought he should be fired because it's just ridiculous how crappy of a review. And apparently this hasn't been his first really stupid review. Apparently he did the review for Final Fantasy 13, which doesn't most people think that's like one of the worst?
Yeah, it's pretty crappy.
It's not a good one.
He gave that the same guy gave that an 8.9.
13's bad. It's not very good.
It's not good.
He gave that an 8.9.
And they're about to make a 13,
like,
too.
I just seriously think this guy just latches on to what he thinks it'll be, and then he's just like, oh, this is what it is. I'm not even going to give it the time of day. He doesn't look at it like a neutral party and lets himself be amazed
or let down by something.
Which
in journalism, I mean, that's kind of an important thing.
It's just stupid, yeah. You can't latch on to something that you really like and not give it a fair judgment if it's bad, and vice versa. If something's good that you thought was going to be bad, then you need to fucking give it its credit.
And that's a good way to put it, like, the inconsistencies with the scores. I don't know anybody, except maybe the most diehard Final Fantasy fan, but there's no way 13 is any better than the new Mortal Kombat. There's no way.
No.
You should look up his scores. I'm sure there's a way to find this guy. Like, on IGN, I'm sure there's a way, if you click on his name under the review, that you can find up all his reviews or something. This is just stupid. Like, it makes no sense to me, but yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to bitch forever about the IGN score because honestly, I don't really care that much. It just makes me lose faith in IGN.
Yeah.
And IGN does that a lot. So it's not really surprising. IGN's been really dumb on a lot of occasions, which is a shame because I've been going to IGN since like 2001 or 2000 or something ridiculous.
Gotta get them cheat codes.
I have an account on there since 2003 or 2004. Like, I've been there forever, and that used to be my gaming site of choice, but it's just like, they're just so dumb now.
They have good information, but it's like you just can't like turn on their reviews anymore. Like,
no.
If you want like a good review of the game, don't go there. You're gonna have to find another website to find out because they're just so full of shit.
They're poop.
Poop. They're a bunch of poop faces.
Oh man, I watched Step Brothers like the whole thing for the first time in a really long time. It's funny.
I'd love to tell you the scores, but apparently my internet is not working.
Oh.
It's just all of a sudden.
Internet is down. Can I has your internet?
But I'll try and look up on my phone if you can stall for more time.
Da 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 da.
Johnny. What is it?
Bring me back, Johnny.
Oh my god, my phone just rebooted. Oh, it's just, what the hell?
It's like somebody did like an EMP or whatever in his house. Everything just shut off.
Big Van says IGN outside just like burns rubber.
Maybe it had something to do with those three giant flying objects I saw coming to your house. Literally, I did see three giant flying objects. I'm pretty sure they were just helicopters. They look like helicopters.
I told you not do drugs before.
Dude, I can't do drugs. I get random drug tests.
You keep saying that, and then you tell me you do drugs or something.
No, what am I said? I
could have sworn you said that's what that smell was. It's coming from the basement.
What?
When we were sitting at my birthday or something at IHOP, you're like, that's what that smell was coming from the basement.
I don't ever remember saying that. And if I did say that, I was not talking about that.
He's backtracking now.
It was the dog food that smelled that bad.
But it wasn't.
And it was
dog.
Wafting upstairs, and that's why my dad was complaining, because he could smell that like all the way upstairs, because he had this meaty dog food. It wasn't like, no, this dog deserves more than the little fucking hard balls like every other dog has to deal with. He had to get this meaty, chunky, meaty anyway, like saucy stuff. Because this dog's so great.
So his dog is, you know,
no, but anyways, I could have sworn you said that's what that smell really was. But maybe you're just joking.
Yeah, I was probably just joking.
That's what he says now.
I wouldn't smoke pot in your basement. That's stupid.
First off, I've never heard of pot smoking like meaty dog food, so.
Yeah. We got that new shit. They call it shit death.
It's called dog meat.
Call it shit death. You take one hit of this, you can't hear shit. God, I love Cat Williams.
I got shit to do.
I got shit to do today.
I got a 3-year-old running around by daddy.
Shut up, God. That was extremely loud. I'm like, I'm sitting over here like, Tyler's getting really loud.
Progressively louder. Because Tyler has to be louder than everybody else in the room.
And then he hits
so
that
when
daddy
we get progressively
note.
Louder, Tyler's like, fuck these guys. They think they can be louder than me. I don't know what loud is.
I've been thinking that for like the last minute and a half. I'm like, Tyler's getting louder. And it's just like, louder, louder, louder. And he hits that daddy note. I'm like, enough.
Anyways, while you do that, we should probably like put our scores out for Mortal Kombat or something.
9.
Because we kind of like trailed off from
9.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say give it a yes or no.
Well,
I'll
yes
give it a
no,
fuck
then.
Yeah.
All right, rating and then a yes or a no.
I'd say like a 9.5 and a fuck yeah with my dick fucking the shit out of it.
No, my goodness. We gotta make an image of that. Yeah, fuck yeah with my dick.
Oh, you're the one with the Photoshop skills. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Just gonna need a picture of you naked. Just go ahead and email that.
I can use Photoshop. Could also use After Effects.
Stefan's very good with Photoshop.
Photoshop your face. Like literally, I'll take your face and I'll Photoshop it. I don't know what I'll make, but I'll
nice.
Photoshop sort your it. Face.
I would give it a, I don't know if you went yet, but I would no, give it right. a, I don't like to hang on decimal points, like 9.2 or 9.3, because it doesn't really matter. So I'd say a 9 out of 10, and obviously, yeah, that's definite buy if you're a fighting game fan, and rent it if you're not, like if you just want to try a fun game.
And if
Have
you buy
beat the
it,
challenge show yet?
No, I haven't played much of it. I'm just kind of, I've been working a ton these past 2 days. Yeah. I worked 11 hours today and 12 hours yesterday. So.
Damn.
You guys got
morning to night.
I just got Scorpion's Alternative before I came over here.
Alternative. Scorpion Alternative.
Actually,
I want to rock.
Rock! Oh, God,
I'm at like 2-something. 2:30 or 2:40. I quit.
Me and Seven did some tag team the other night.
And then I started doing story.
A good record going.
And I beat it with Cabal.
I hate Jade. Bitch.
Jade's a fuck. I hate Jade. I've always hated Jade. She is a bitch.
Some dude just like straight up fucked the shit out of me with Jade. Like.
Yes. That's going on the soundboard.
God damn it.
Some dude just fucked the shit out.
Oh, you almost said it too.
Some dude just fucked the shit out of Jade.
I gotta talk about talk the talk, but you can't suck the cock. You put that on there?
Oh, yeah, we're putting it on there.
Because you can mix that with you can talk the talk. You can suck the cock. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'm not,
you're
done. I'm
done. Game over.
You can't.
I'm too tired.
Yeah, I beat it with Cabal and beat the arcade, and now I've been doing story.
What'd you beat with Cabal?
The arcade.
Sound like you just said, what'd you eat with Cabal?
I beat it with Noob, I beat it with Scorpion, and I beat it with Romag.
Beat it with Cabal, Sub Zero, and Striker.
So, how about my review for this one?
Yeah,
anyway.
Let's hear it.
Whatever.
As not a very big fighting game fan, I don't really play any fighting games. I just never really got into them. I have a lot of fun playing Mortal Kombat. I like how Mortal Kombat's always been a game that's like easy to pick up, but it's hard to master, you know? So like you can get in there and hold your own.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to lose, but you can hold your own. The story mode I was actually really interested in, so that's why I was like, I was bummed when I came back and I was like, hey, Stefan, how far are you in the story mode? And he's like, I'm almost done. I'm like, oh. But, man.
Guess you'll have to rent it.
It's going to be hard to give it a number score because I don't really play many fighting games, so I can't really compare it to many. The last time I played a fighting game was Street Fighter 4.
I have Street Fighter 4 for the 3DS. I think it's pretty sweet.
I think it's better than that.
It is better than that.
I'll just give it a 9. I'll say 9.
Nine's all around.
With a
except
yes
for you.
To follow.
You
it
think
up.
It's better than a 9.
I think you're better than a 9.
I know. Because I'm a teen.
Yeah,
hey. Dude, I still have internet problems. I'm trying to stall her as long as
God.
I can. I can't connect to anything. I don't know why.
You know, it was funny, though. It was like, Stephen was kind of. Were you guys there that night when I went home and, like, then we did, what was it, King of the Hill? I started kicking ass.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. I saw some of it.
Was over like, I honestly think that you're just throwing the game.
Yeah. Oh, that's when you were still at his house.
No, I went back home.
No, that's when you were at the house. Because I remember you laughing, sitting there laying down and playing it. And he's like, oh, look at Tyler over here. He's just throwing it.
No. Wasn't that at my house, Stefan? We were playing online.
You did play online at your house, but
I
remember...
I beat that guy. Like a 5-win streak going. So I was like, what the hell is
but
this?
I remember...
Can't win a match when...
No, that conversation did happen, but I remember that happening at the house, and I remember you also playing later.
You were at your house.
Yeah.
But at the time he said that when you said he throws the matches when you guys play together? Because I was almost positive you guys were doing something like...
I think so. It was when we were in the party together.
Because I remember, like, just before you said he had to go, you guys were playing. And
yeah, we were playing downstairs. But it was you, me. And
yeah, I know, but we were all back up in Stefan's room.
We were doing tag team.
It was after that. It was after that and before you went home. It was after Leaper decided to go to sleep, so I came back upstairs.
Yeah, it was... No, because we just played tag team when we went back upstairs, because we were working on a record.
You and Stefan played tag team? Maybe you're right. I remember...
He was getting pissed because I was doing pretty... Because I was like...
I'm not getting mad.
I wasn't getting mad, but I was like...
Why would I get mad at you doing good?
He's like...
If you beat me, then cool.
He's like, you
no,
need
I
to...
Was just
saying,
I was,
saying,
mad
I was that, just saying, but... what the hell is this? Like, what the fuck? Where is this when I need it?
You need to straighten out. Straighten out.
It was funny, though, because, like, the room, they kept giving me tens, but then I kept using Scorpion, and they're, like, slowly, their number from, like, 10 to, like, 5 to, you know, fuck this, we're out of this room.
I did say that. They were just slowly getting pissed, so they were like, give him a 3, give him maybe a 1. I'm going to give my internet a 1 right now, because he can't fucking connect to anything.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I've never had connection problems during the podcast before. Yeah,
it's
probably
man, it's fucking... Whatever I saw when I was driving here.
Yes, Sleeper. I'm being disabled by a UFO.
No, not necessarily UFO.
Just 3 flying things in the sky.
Yep.
Because airplanes do that all the time.
These weren't flying like airplanes. So
what
airplanes,
were they flying like?
Like helicopters. That's what they're
helicopters
flying.
Don't do that.
They
helicopters have flown over here before, and I've never had connection problems.
Maybe they were military helicopters.
It was IGN.
Maybe it was IGN.
They were IGN helicopters.
Yep.
You see, because now I won't... Well, actually, I think this video is buffered, so I think it'll work for news. So is that all we have for Mortal Kombat? You guys satisfied with our final take?
Yeah.
Yep. Pick it up. At least rent it. At least rent it.
Probably should buy it. Actually, you should buy it.
Just go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, just
do it. Make it easier on yourself.
Yeah.
Buy it, you fuckers. Just kidding. You guys are fuckers.
But buy it, though.
Love you.
All right.
No. Libra's kind of a fucker.
Your response. Libra's just like, just sitting there, nothing. Just nothing coming from Libra.
Nope.
Libra's a fucker, but you know what? I love him.
He's my fucker.
He's a good fucker.
I am. You are correct, sir. Yeah, buddy.
That's two clips from Tyler that are going on the soundboard. All right. Let's Well, there's going to be one for me in the news desk because I can't avoid it. But let's wind this podcast down with a little news desk.
What are you buying?
What kind of stories will we bring you this week? Time to find out.
A miserable little pile of secrets.
This is the Power Up News Desk.
But enough talk. How about you?
Okay, first up, Leaper, stop banging on the table. God.
I will stab you.
I'm going to tear your arms off one day.
Finger bang, bang you for the rest of my life.
He's going to tear your arms off. Oh, yeah, like,
I'm just sitting here, and I can feel him banging on the table, even though I only have my mouse on, or my hand on my mouse. But I can just feel the dee, 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 dee. He's like.
Can you feel him banging?
On the table, yeah. First up, tornado steals guy's hamburger.
Yes, that's awesome.
And, no, that's Austin.
We've got a little clip from WAPT.com. Let's hope it plays in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, Jesus, this will be good.
Through Northwest Jackson to toss cars and 18-wheelers around and destroyed homes. 16 WAPT's Make Pace was there right after the storm.
What was going through your mind?
I'm finna die.
Eric Hubbard was sitting in a friend's car eating lunch when Friday's tornado came barreling toward them.
It was spinning and it got big going up. Dog, and he hit the ground and kept coming up. I was finna get the car run in.
Hubbard thought about making a run for his house, but his friend talked him out of it.
And I was scared. I was finna eat a hamburger. It took it. And I don't even know where it's at.
It took your hamburger.
I don't know where it's at.
I was eating a hamburger. It took it. I don't even know where it's at. That's great.
Yeah, that's destroyed. I know, but where is my hamburger?
So the tornado completely stole this guy's hamburger.
Or he just dropped it.
No.
He doesn't know where it's at, man. It. If you drop a hamburger, you know where it's at.
This tornado took his hamburger.
Just reached out and grabbed it.
It just took it.
A tornado.
It laughed at me.
Tornado's hungry, dude. It's like, give it a hamburger. No, 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 no,
no, no. All right, next up, car thief goes to police for gas. apparently in Fargo, North Dakota, or just North Dakota in general.
My aunt lives there.
If you have to get somewhere, you can get a voucher. If you don't have any money, you can get a voucher from the police for gas, and you have to repay that voucher. This guy had a stolen car that needed gas, so he went to the police for a voucher to get gas, and the police realized that it was a stolen car that they're looking for.
That was stupid.
God, people are just dumb.
I got a dumber one coming up right here. All right, so there was an unsolved murder in about 2004, and they found the murderer. You know how?
He said he did it. He wrote a book about it that said, if I did it.
He tattooed the murder scene on his chest.
Damn.
What a tard.
Yes, he tattooed the entire murder scene, and they said with surprising detail, on his chest.
Why would you do that?
So when they took him in for an unrelated thing and took a picture of him and saw this tattoo and they're like, oh, so you're the one that did it.
They're like, so what do you what do you got going on here?
So yep, he tattooed the entire murder scene on his chest and was promptly arrested for the murder.
Well, good, at least they found out who it was.
And last in news about the rapper Lil B. He's going to name his new album I'm Gay.
Nice. I support this.
He's not, but that's what he's going to name his album.
Well, it could mean like he's happy.
He said that, and I'm Gay has not been happy since like 1940.
I know, but you know, what are you going to do? Actually, since 1950s when the West Side Story came out.
Oh, whatever. But he says it's to prove that words don't mean shit.
Great words coming from Little B.
Little B.
Real words don't mean shit.
And it's obviously a publicity stunt because he hasn't even recorded the album yet. He doesn't even have one song down for it. He's just letting everybody know what the title's going to be.
His next album is going to be I'm Not Really Gay.
Next and album then, is I've Changed My Mind.
Yeah. And then that maybe a little.
The next album is
going to
be Stop Calling Me Gay.
Stop Calling Me Gay. The third album is going to be like, okay, JK, I'm back.
Back to the gay.
Back to being gay. See, that's another one that can go on the board for me, is back to being gay.
Oh, God. We're just all about the eclipse tonight, aren't we?
Tyler's got two. I've got two. I'm sure somewhere down there I could find one of Libra and Stefan.
Nah.
Somewhere down there.
Usually if you dig enough, you find one.
Gated.
Hey, Libra.
That's what she said.
You ready for this? You ready for this?
Ready for what?
Nah, I'm not gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give you like the gayest statement ever. That he was gonna hold on to it, but I wasn't. No, I decided not to. Someday.
Someday you're gonna give him the gayest statement ever.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck is going on?
Gay statements all around, mostly from Tyler. Tyler's the best. Tyler's gonna be really good. Tyler's got the most now by far.
Damn.
You've got, I don't know, what is that, five clips now?
Or six.
I guess I'm just that good at being gay.
Number four.
Let's see. You've got one, two, three, plus the, like, three or four we're adding today. So you got, like, six or seven clips now.
Yeah.
Whereas Stefan has, like, one, two, three, four? But five, but his aren't all gay, too.
See, what I need to do is take all these clips, put it on a CD, and name it I'm Gay.
Stefan's clips are all like this.
A 7-year-old boner. All right. Yeah. That's something to get excited about.
That's what she said.
This one's my favorite that I saved for a while.
Just fucked a guy. Like.
Nice. It was a long... It was last week was the first time I'd played it in months.
The context is completely what you think it is.
Tonight, I'm to catch a predator.
7-year-old boner. All
right. Why don't you have a seat? Why don't you have a seat right over there? That's what he says.
Stephen Johnson, a.k.a. Black Cyborg.
That's what he says coming into the house, too. He opens the door, comes running in.
7-year-old boner. All right.
He's holding a bag of big black dildos and some naughty ice.
And a GameCube.
Yeah.
He brought a GameCube with him. Time for some bro rape. Anyway, that'll conclude the podcast for this week. This podcast I was done half without internet.
Damn.
Good thing I had all the stories loaded.
Man, we are badass.
Or else we would have had to try and dig for stories.
We would have got fucked.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Maybe I would.
That's what Elvis is for.
No. What?
He's dumb.
I know, but what?
That does not make sense.
This is a Wookiee.
All right, so we're going to conclude the podcast for this week. Remember, we are on the Twitters, the Facebooks, the emails, powerpodcast@gmail.com, and YouTubes. Find us on the YouTubes.
I have one question for you in this podcast. Sorry, I should have asked it earlier. Do we ever get hate mail?
No.
Do we get fan
mail? I wish we did.
Do we get hate mail?
We need more hate mail.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm not getting death threats, I'm not doing my job. Yeah,
we haven't gotten any, like, fan mail, but we've gotten quite a few fan comments.
Yeah.
Like, on YouTube and comments on the show. Oh, yeah, on Podomatic, there's been some comments. There's been some comments on YouTube or on Facebook or stuff like that. We get some here and there. But so far, it's been 100% good.
Good.
Never had a bad one yet. I'm sure Tyler Swanson will send us a bad one just to appease us.
Just
so.
Rock the boat.
Rock the boat. Rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over. All right. So, for Tyler, Lieber, and Stefan, this is Matt signing out.